This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulsher hanging out with the lovely Mary Goulet. Hi, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
You look very lovely today.
Do like, I?
You always look lovely, but you look especially lovely today.
Okay, then so. I'll try to repeat that, whatever I did.
Whatever you did,
it
whatever.
It looks like you perfectly rolled down the windows exactly the right amount to where you just got this...
It's a moment of hair that's
the glow of the hair perfectly fluffed and
right on.
And that smile. I mean, how can you go wrong with that smile?
And Richie Ote, what's up, babers?
Oh yeah, and that guy.
And that guy who has lost like 78 pounds.
Dude, 70.
If you lose any more weight,
70.
That's no, I gained insane. 5 since then.
And that's it around. Just though. Hover in that range.
So now you're on the roller coaster.
No. Yeah. No, it was a good one. Like my goal was to get the weight off first. Just so the achy joints and stuff like that aren't happening, and then and then move it around, gaining muscle while losing the rest of the fat.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Well, you also, look amazing. It's like I kind of liken it to when the drunks go to New Orleans and they end up just like they turn the corner, and then they get to Bourbon Street, and they get that smell, and just that look in their eye. And then the angels and the heavens open up, and the angels start singing. Just, you know, they're just like they're home.
Trying to
it's
figure
like,
out how that
because you were saying that's how it was for Mary this morning. Just like
but the drunks
like,
on Bourbon Street.
Well,
part,
no,
right?
The angels singing, one of those magic moments. I mean, we all have our own personal.
That was just such a dumb analogy.
Well, I have never been one to get credit or to get points for the metaphors and analogies that I use. And by the way, to that end, what is the difference between a metaphor and an analogy? I don't think I've ever known quite what – or a simile. All right, what's the difference between a metaphor, a simile, and an analogy?
That's up for KP, Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly, you let us know. We'll
Kelly will tell us on that.
Ask me math questions.
And if Wade was on the mic right now, Wade would be able to tell us. Wade totally knows us. So, Wade, what's the difference? What's the difference between a simile,
I'm trying to remember
a metaphor, and an analogy?
A metaphor represents, right? This thing is this thing. Right?
So, am schizophrenic.
Yeah, no. You are as big as a horse.
Thank you.
You are the horse. That's a metaphor.
I have never actually heard that from anyone in my whole life, and I don't know that I ever will.
Well, big, hung, there's some word in there.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Now he likes you.
Don't remember simile at the moment. And then an analogy is a circumstance is similar to a circumstance.
And that's why I said that was a dumb analogy.
A circumstance similar to a circumstance.
Yeah, so because my beautiful angelic thing or whatever you were trying to say somehow reminded you of the drunk turning a corner to Bourbon Street.
It was the angels singing.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
But no one knows what the simile is, right? We're off on that. No one has a clue.
I mean, you can guess. It's something similar.
Something similar to something, right? So Trump is similar to, and we could fill in the blank and keep going on.
Don't
and on
you
about it. But
start.
I won't ever start on that whatsoever. I'm done. His name is finished here. We will never talk about him
ever again.
Yes, sir.
Telling me that a simile is what I just said a metaphor was.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So
then I'm going to have to go look up metaphors.
So do we just like add unnecessary words to this?
No, we just educate our listeners all day long.
No, we just make them seem smarter.
Right. And that's what we're supposed to do here is
simile
is
compares
educate.
Two different things in order to create an...
See, here we go. All right, so what is this? Simile does what?
I know.
Simile compares...
Compares two different things... In order to create a new meaning.
In order to create a new meaning.
According to Kelly.
Okay, so an example of a simile
would probably be
Kel, what's a metaphor?
Yeah, so we
specifically.
I don't know. Actually, we finally get somebody in this room who might know because clearly I'm Mary. Well, you're cheating. You're using Kelly as the dictionary. I want to see.
She's
all right. She's Googling probably.
Yeah, Kelly's totally Googling. All right, so Christian. Christian Michelson is joining us today, and lovely having you here, my man. I know, and Kelly's going to yell at me, but that's okay because I love Kelly, but I love Christian too. So it's perfectly cool to have you here hanging out with us. So the question at the moment is, what is the difference between a simile, a metaphor,
an analogy,
and there was one more. What was the other one?
No, that was it.
Three. So simile, metaphor, analogy. Why do we have all three things?
Why do we have three words that
basically all mean the same thing?
That is the question.
Similar.
They're pretty close, for sure.
Yeah, that is,
but
that
we don't
is
know enough to know for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, I know a lot of things, but that is not one of them.
So a metaphor,
yes.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Is a figure of speech that uses one thing to mean another and makes a comparison between the two.
Wow, I'm more confused now than I was.
And the difference between a simile and a metaphor is a simile is more like things. You're as brave as a lion. You're both kind of animal kind of things.
Yes.
A metaphor compares you to something that's completely different. I'm as confused as a ship in a storm or something like that. So it's something about what you're being compared to.
See? And this
Thank
is the,
you, Google.
This is why people tune into Reinvention Radio right here, right now. This is the
dumb analogy.
Everybody wanted to know. Everybody wanted to know, right?
So we instantaneously make people feel better about themselves.
Just and, by showing up.
And, that,
wow,
and that's
I'm
the
not
beauty,
as bad as the rest of the world.
And that's the beauty of the sound off here on Reinvention Radio is we cover all kinds of territory. And today we're doing our vocabulary. And so, all right, so enough of the similes and metaphors and analogies. But I will say this, which is there was the world's best sign ever outside. I don't know if you guys noticed this on the way into the station today, but there's a great sign. Big red
billboard?
And white. It's kind of sort of. It's like one of those stand-up like sandwich signs that you see standing there on the sidewalk. And it says, huge kids sale. And I was thinking to myself, like, I don't know. I don't
There's
know.
A metaphor or analogy or simile
like,
in there.
I mean,
they're
like,
selling large
selling
children.
Kids. Well,
so how much?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, look, I, as a parent, I get it. You know, I mean, I get frustrated. Just like the next person, and I understand, you know, raising a child can be difficult. Raising multiple children, you can speak to this, Christian, because you've got multiple children, and
yeah.
Mary, you have multiple children.
Two.
And, well, that would count as multiple.
Lena has three.
Lena
four.
Has three.
No, four.
No, three. No,
four.
Three. I am not a child. I am sort of a child, but I'm not completely a child. And you have a child. But, okay, so it's okay. I mean, I get it. It can be, they can make you angry. You can get frustrated. But what does the child have to do to actually be put on sale? And by the way, I didn't even know that was an option to sell your children.
That's where punctuation really makes or breaks what someone's trying to say, right?
So, yeah. And that's the thing. Are they actually selling children? And specifically, are they selling big children? Or, yeah. I mean, because that's just wrong. I don't think huge is the right. I mean,
five and up.
Or
five,
there's a politically correct there's a politically incorrect comment in there too with Wade's horse analogy.
Right?
You never know.
Yes.
Like I mean it's gross,
wow.
But come on. I mean there's so
this
many meanings of any
no,
and I'm just like, come on. And so, Steve led us down this path. So,
true. I can't help it. I saw the sign. Yes.
But this is why you lease your children. And that way if they misbehave, just quit making payments.
Yeah.
So did you guys ever
So they get repoed.
Exactly.
I love that. Yes.
Did you guys ever see the sign on the I think it was the 5 freeway before the airport, and it said, cruise ships turn here.
Cruise ships turn here.
And people are like looking around to see if there's cruise ships on the freeway.
Yeah.
And then they changed it out because people made fun of them.
Yeah, that would be the power of language right there. And I don't think it's nice anymore to refer to our let's just call them our weight challenged youth as huge. I just don't think that's the right term to use. I mean, I know Trump
bigly.
Had that bigly, yeah,
bigly.
Huge children. So okay, so this has been an exercise in vocabulary, right? So we've got the metaphor, the simile, and the analogy down. So we're clear on that now, and it just goes to show you that no matter how clear you think you're being in your marketing. You probably want to get a second set of eyes on what you're doing there because I know for a fact they spent money. So somehow, some way, they spent money to buy the sandwich thingy, right?
Yeah.
Those things aren't cheap. They got to be heavy enough. And here in San Diego, it gets a little bit windy and we're by the Air Force Base and those jets throw off some, you know, I mean, they have to be sturdy enough to stand up. And
it just makes me laugh.
And they printed out that sign.
Like somebody
actually spent money. To print out that sign. So a warning for those who are engaging in marketing practices, just get a second set of eyes on it. I think that's the moral of the story.
Maybe that's why they're having a sale, too. Maybe they're not good at marketing.
Yeah. Right? They wouldn't need a big sandwich sign.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yes, Wade.
Well, and while we do want to market correctly, there is kind of the reverse of that, something interesting I ran across. The Nigerian scam
Hello.
Emails and such.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that they will intentionally put misspellings and grammatical errors in that to filter out anyone smart enough to recognize that it's misspelled or has a grammatical error because they don't want to be bothered by smart people.
Wow. Okay, so Rich, you would appreciate this, and they obviously have tested what works for their scam and what doesn't work, and if it's somebody who understands the grammatical errors, then they would not be a likely candidate to be scammed.
Yeah, I thought about that with when I was working with the fish. You know, it's that old clientele, right? They're 65 and up, and talked to a lady yesterday that she's 91 years old.
Holy wow.
She was just so thankful for the conversation. She didn't own a computer.
Does
so
she have teeth still to eat the
fish? In 4 days, I've talked to... Or excuse me, in 2 days, I've talked to four people that haven't don't own computers, right? And they, but yet they want to buy fish online.
So what, at the library finding this the fish?
No, it's their cousin or something sent it to the house, and the phone number was in the box. And oh my gosh, I love that walleye, and you know. but the part was, I just thought about that same Nigerian scam.
It is a like, scam.
Could you imagine if they all of a sudden started writing handwritten letters to these old people?
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Like, handwritten letter ideas to those people? Oh, I know.
With
but
a return
don't worry.
Envelope
they're not listening to us.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They'd be all over it.
So like, I got one this morning.
Yes. In 12 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. Dear Mary Goulet, do you know Edward Goulet because you both have the same surname? I'm so-and-so from the Bank of Israel.
Oh, so in other words, you've got an inheritance or something waiting
yes
for you. Okay, well, there you go. You will now fund Reinvention Radio from this point right forward through your inheritance. All right, guys, keep working on that vocabulary. Keep working on your marketing, and we'll talk to you next time here on Reinvention Radio. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Looking to be a successful entrepreneur? The virtual assistant industry continues to be a top choice for those looking to start their own business. The problem can be how to become a virtual assistant. Many turn to the Bible of the VA industry, the book, Virtual Assistant, the series, and it's the perfect guide for office managers, executive assistants, and other administrative professionals looking to make the transition from employee to successful business owner. Go to vatheseries.com to get your copy today.